Roz, why don't we just recap what's happened with Jack Ginnivan today?
Yeah, so he's been traded from Collingwood to Hawthorn. Of course, a premiership player at the Pies a fortnight ago and now makes his way to the Hawks. So the deal there, Collingwood gets 33, Hawthorn's future second and Hawthorn's future third. Hawthorn gets Ginnivan and 39 and Collingwood's future second and future fourth. So essentially what it is they've swapped future seconds. Collingwood has slid from 33 to 39, but they've upgraded their third round pick next year for a fourth round pick this year. So a fair bit involved in that. I think the basis of the deal, though, was the fact that they've swapped their future seconds. And Jack Ginnivan gets a four-year deal at Collingwood, only had one season remaining on his deal at the Pies, gets a fresh opportunity and gets a chance to really be a focal point of a forward line again. He only started, I think, 9 of 26 games for the Pies this year, including the grand final. Before that, he'd been in and out of the side. But I think essentially Hawthorn will view it as though they've upgraded on Tyler Brockman going forward, while they've also managed to replace Chad Wingard, who will miss the majority of next year with that Achilles injury.
We were all in the Pies rooms after the grand final, and Riley, you spoke to Jack Ginnivan, and he was really open and honest and candid and everything that we've come to expect from the 20-year-old. He is still so young. You spoke to him about the challenges through the year and how he had to work so hard to get back in the side. I know that he's a lightning rod for so many things, Jack Ginnivan, but he's certainly resilient, isn't he, when you think about his year this year at Collingwood?
Yeah, and what he's been through and the amount of things he's overcome and had to battle through, and form and fitness is just one part of that. But he was able to get back into Collingwood's best 22 by the grand final, and that's what you prime yourself for. If there's one game you want to start this year, it's the grand final. He managed to do that. He's got a premiership now. And now he goes to a Hawthorn side where I wonder if the stuff that's been levelled at him in terms of his professionalism, I think a bit of that's been overblown, but I wonder if internally if Collingwood thought that that was the case, and whether or not the penny drops for him a little bit at Hawthorn with the second opportunity and the chance to really cement himself as a key part of that young and developing group, and whether or not he sees himself as a big part of a future of a side that could be successful in the next 4 or 5 years.